Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is March 4th, 2010. I'm your host, Joanne. The number here is 347-945-5423. Don't be shy. Call in, participate, and we'll definitely have some fun. Guests in the chat room, take a minute to go log in, register, get a username so you can participate in the chat with the rest of the guests. It's a lot of fun. You meet some new friends. You find common interests. You're all here for the same reason, because you're all in love with my next guest. So take a minute to go ahead and do that. Tomorrow night, the lovely actress Yennefer Behrens will be with me. So make sure you come on by for that. And any future guests, go to stardishradio.net and you'll see the calendar. Everyone is familiar with my guest tonight from his role on General Hospital as by-the-book detective Ronnie Domestico, who is hot on the heels of his adversary, Sonny Corinthos. Detective Ronnie is bringing a little heat up on the asses of the mob in Port Charles, and something tells me he ain't leaving Port Charles until he brings them down. He's got a lot of other things going on other than General Hospital, and we're going to dish all about that tonight. So please give a warm Stardish Radio welcome to the astonishing Ronnie Marmo.
Wow. Can't do any better than that.
I think
we should end the conversation right here. It might not get any better than what just happened. So
I don't think so. Welcome, darling.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I just want to say, forgive my voice. I sound like Joan Rivers, one too many cigarettes or something. I got some kind of frog in my throat that just won't disappear. So forgive me for sounding like a man right now.
Oh, that's so funny. Forgive my voice because I'm shoving chicken and broccoli down my throat while we're speaking.
There you go. So a guy got to eat, right?
You have to eat. I mean, I just had a hard day at the office. Well, not really.
There you go. I mean, busting all them bastards over there in Port Charles takes an appetite.
We had some fun today. I'll tell you, wait till you see what airs what we shot today. It's pretty interesting stuff.
Very good. Well, let's just start a little bit about Ronnie Marmo. Give me a little bit about your background, where you're from, and how you got into this business, that kind of thing.
Well, I'm an East Coast guy. I'm from New Jersey, New York, New Jersey, Brooklyn, and New Jersey, Woodbridge, New Jersey, to be specific.
Huh?
And I got into acting only 15 years ago. I kind of always wanted to be an actor, but I wasn't sure what I was going to do myself. And then a lot of times I used to go with my mom to this community theater. We used to see a friend of ours, Pat Carpenter, who was an actor in community theater. And we used to go, and after the show, I'd be beaming, and she would say, oh, you should do this, you know. Why don't you give it a shot? Look how happy you are. Look, you know. And so after she passed away, when she was 53, she died a young woman. Actually, March 8th will be 15 years. And when she died, I was like, well, what am I doing in my life? What am I wasting my time for? So I called that guy up, and I said, if there's ever a tryout, I didn't even know you called them auditions at that time. I said, if there was ever a tryout, I would love to go. And he took me to this tryout, if you will, and I got the part, and that was 15 years ago, and my life has completely changed. So,
wow.
That's how it happened.
Incredible. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, your first acting role was actually in A Bronx Tale, no?
Yeah, but when I went out for A Bronx Tale, I went as an extra, and because I wasn't even an actor yet, that was right around that time, I wasn't even an actor yet, and when I went, I met Robert De Niro. He picked me out of a crowd, which was really nice, called me over to him and sat me next to him, and I spent the whole day with him. I ended up getting a voucher from my union card because of it. So, And it was really cool. I had some lines, and then they cut them out of the movie. That happens quite often. But it was a great experience. So, yeah, that was kind of my first acting role in film. But before that, I did a lot, you know, some theater. So.
Okay, okay. Cool. And what was that experience like with Robert De Niro? I mean, because, you know, he has a reputation of not being a very fan-friendly kind of guy.
Well, I mean, when you're as famous as Robert De Niro, I mean, the guy, no one gives him a minute to himself, you know? So
yeah. It's
kind of like, I totally get it. I mean, you know, he just wants to, you know, he'll never be a regular guy. He's Robert De Niro. So, I mean, what was it for me? It was awesome. The guy picked me out of the crowd. He talked to me nice all day. We went and had lunch. He treated me like gold. However, he didn't treat anyone bad, but he kind of tried to keep some, there was thousands of people there. I mean, he just didn't want to be bombarded. So, my experience with him was fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a big fan of his. And you know how you build up an image of somebody and you're afraid to meet them because you hear so many things about them that you don't want that image to be shattered? That's how I am with him. I'll worship him from afar, the work that he does. I don't know that I would ever want to meet him because I would be really devastated if, you know, the rumors that you hear about him are true. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I had that experience with certain people personally, and I know what you're saying. De Niro, you know, the guy's, he's a legend. He's the greatest. So I totally see what you're saying. I mean, it makes total sense that you may not want to do that. But he was amazing to me, you know. It's like the old thing. You meet an actor on the street, and his dog just got ran over by a car, and he doesn't feel like talking. Well, suddenly the guy's a jerk, you know.
Uh-huh,
it's like
exactly.
you don't know people's personal lives, so it's maybe they just aren't in the mood to talk that day or something. You know what I mean?
Anything can happen. Absolutely. So
well,
you don't ever want to tarnish that.
Yeah. And believe me personally, I always feel like if you don't have time for your fans, then you don't exist, because without your fans, you don't exist. And the truth is, you know, you're lucky that anybody wants to be a fan of yours. So you have to make sure you treat that with respect. You know, that's my personal philosophy.
Absolutely, because if it's not for fans, then you know what? Where are you going to be? Nobody's going to go see your movies or watch your shows and stuff like that. So.
Absolutely. Without fans, you don't exist. It takes them. Hey, I'm a fanatic for the Yankees. I'm crazy. And so I understand what it's like to meet somebody that you know, I'm just not, you know, I met a few of the Yankees. I almost fell over, you know what I mean? I was like
really, stuttering.
I couldn't talk. I couldn't breathe. Oh, yeah.
Ah,
I'm
well,
terrible.
You know. Well, now let's. I have a question that I need to get to in the early part of the show for someone who sent me an email that asked if I would do this in the beginning of the show, Carissa, which
uh-huh.
I believe you know. This is a theater question for your theater company. The company has auditions once or twice a year. Those that are chosen are seen in various plays over time. How do the actors, actresses that aren't members get chosen for roles? For example, Michael Chieffo, etc. Are they borrowed from somewhere?
The way it works is this. When you become a member of the theater group, that means I've personally chosen you to be part of our family, and we have auditions twice a year, basically every 6 months, and we have a certain amount of members, and so the company members, if you're a member, you get the first look for a part in a play. But for some reason, you're not right for the part, or we don't have, like Michael Chieffo, Deb Geffner, they're over 50, and we only have a couple of guys like that over 50 who weren't right for the play, Bill W. and Dr. Bob, or maybe they weren't available. So once we've exhausted our options within the group, then we go outside, and the next place we go is our personal friendships, like Deb Geff, Michael Chieffo. These are friends of mine. So
okay.
The next place we go is friends, and then the third place we go is we'll put out an open call for strangers.
Okay.
So we're not borrowing from anywhere. We're just kind of like calling in favors, saying, I know you're not a member of our group, but you're perfect for this part, and we don't have this part. We don't have this type of person in our group kind of thing, you know?
Okay. Then her second part of the question was, will there be a movie premiere for Pizza with Bullets, and will it be available on DVD anytime soon? Thank you, Ronnie Moe.
Say, Carissa, call me by my nickname. I don't know if everybody knows that, but Ronnie Moe's my nickname.
Okay.
And Carissa, she's been very good to the theater and to me, so she's earned the right to call me Ronnie Moe. The answer is yes. I haven't announced it yet, but Tickets are officially on sale for the premiere of Pizza with Bullets. No one knows this. It's the first time I'm even talking about it.
Okay.
And it's happening at the 8th Annual Garden State Film Festival, where I was, you know, honored and blessed enough to win the Robert Pacioli. Yeah.
Right.
So
you're getting
I am. I can't believe it. It's so amazing. But Sunday, I'll give you, I'll look at it right now. It's Sunday, March, I'm looking at what's the last Sunday in March? That's
Festival runs March 25th through the 28th at the Paramount Theater Convention Hall Complex in Asbury Park, and other venues in Asbury Park.
Exactly. So the last Sunday in March, at 3 p.m., which is March 28th, 3 p.m., Pizza with Bullets will be premiering.
Wonderful.
At the Garden State Film Festival. No one's seen it yet, but you can buy tickets. It's open to the public. And if you go to GSFF, GardenStateFilmFestival.org, you will get all the information.
Okay, perfect.
It's cool. I haven't even seen it yet. I hope it's
guys.
Cool.
Really? Oh, well, no, it's in New Jersey, Tammy. People are saying New York or California. It's in New Jersey. So you guys can go see that. I'm going to put all these links in the chat room for you. For you to see. Well, since we're talking about the theater, let's start with that. Tell everybody what we're talking about, your theater company. Tell them the names and so forth.
9 years ago, I started a theater company called 68 Cent Crew Theater Company with my roommate and best friend, Tommy Colavito. And Tommy and I started the company, and then we quickly called Tyler Christopher, who plays Nicholas.
Right.
Danny Sistone, who directed West of Brooklyn, Angela Papello, his wife, who was in West of Brooklyn and also a big Broadway star. I contacted those guys, and we were like, okay, let's start a theater group. And we did February 14th was 9 years. 7 years ago, I opened up my own theater for the company to live at called Theater 68. So the first 2 years, we didn't have a theater. We didn't have a home. We just had a company which we'd produce in other people's theaters. And then we opened our own theater, which is awesome, and that's basically what happened. So our theater company is 9 years old. We produce, you know, like 10 plays a year. We're a bunch of theater people. We absolutely love theater, and it's our life, really. So.
Well, tell them the interesting story behind the name of your theater.
Well, when I first came out to L.A., I was here for a while, and some of you may know this or may not, but it's a piece of trivia. Actually, most of you probably don't know. I lived with Vanessa Marcel for the first year I was here.
Okay.
She's like a sister to me, one of my best friends. And I was doing the national tour of Tony and Tina's Wedding, and I was in Houston, and I left the tour, and Vanessa said, why don't you come out here and live with me, you know? And I said, okay, I'll give it a try. So I moved out there. I moved in with Vanessa. I lived there for a year, and then I kind of moved out, completely broke. And I had 68 cents left in my pocket, and I was trying to figure out what I was going to do for work and what I was going to do. And I booked that movie, Deuces Wild, which was with a lot of great actors, James Franco, you know, just a bunch of actors. You'd know a bunch of them. And I booked the movie, and I had 68 cents left in my bank account. And so from there, I took the 68 cents and said, well, let's start a theater group. And basically, I glued the 68 cents I had left, I glued it together and carried it around in my pocket because I figured, well, that's all the money I have left, and that's what I'm willing to have in order to have a company. Hope that makes sense. It's a little confusing, but
it does.
You know what I mean.
It does, and I think it's an interesting story. Everybody really likes that. It's a wonderful Hollywood story. You know, you look for those stories. I'm going to write a letter to this director. I had an actress on the other day who wrote a letter to director Henry Jaglom. I'm from Iowa. I want to act. I want to do this. He actually wrote her a letter inviting her out to California, and she's been in every one of his films and plays. You know what I mean? Those are fabulous Hollywood stories.
Yeah, sometimes it happens like that. I mean, sometimes you don't know where the miracle is going to happen. You don't, so you just keep putting your best foot forward and you go for it, you know?
Absolutely. All right, so. Now, let's see. We talk about your role on GH, because you were originally on General Hospital in 2005 as Jack's limo driver. So tell me how you got this role as Detective Ronnie.
Well, Jackson's limo driver, that whole thing was supposed to be a big, fun thing that I was just doing to surprise Tyler. I got cast because he was supposed to be in that scene with me, and they called me and knew we were close friends, so I said, yeah, I'll do it. And so the idea was for him to walk on set and be like, what are you doing here, you know? But they cut him out of that scene before we shot, so it was kind of silly. It never happened the way we planned it. Ronnie Domestico, how I got this job is exactly what you and I were just speaking about. I was doing a play at Theater 68. I was doing Danny in the Deep Blue Sea. It was starring myself and Katie Jacoby, and it was directed by Crystal Kraft, who's the stage manager of General Hospital. Well, Bob Guza, the writer of General Hospital, the head writer, he came to see the play just to support Crystal, and he came with Tyler one night. They kind of met there, and he never met me. I never met him, and after the play, he was pretty blown away. He said, wow, this was amazing, blah, blah, blah. To cut it, long story short, basically a month later he called me and he said, I wrote this part for you and I've been thinking about you ever since. And I wrote this part for you and I was really affected by your performance on the stage and I'd like you to play Ronnie Domestico. And I said, that's great. How many episodes? And he said, well, I'm not really sure. It could be 5, 10, 15, whatever. And I'm happy to say today I just shot my 50th. So
wonderful.
I'm still going. Yeah. So I got the job because Bob came and, and you never know where it's going to happen,
That's right. You never, ever burn your bridges, that's for sure. Describe the character for me, because he comes off as the do-gooder. He's a by-the-book kind of guy, and he was getting a little annoyed with his, fellow detective because he was going a little soft. So describe him to me in your eyes.
Ronnie Domestico, to me, is a stand-up cop who really cares about the law and wants to do a good job. I know that some people have doubted that and said he was a dirty cop because of his experience with Franco. But the deal was is that him and Franco were childhood friends, and certainly when he went and kind of covered for him at that murder scene, he didn't know if it was Franco or if it wasn't Franco. He wasn't sure, so he went over and just kind of tidied up a little, if you will, to make sure that he kind of, Franco took the fall for him and went to prison for a long time. So Ronnie felt like he owed him this favor. And he really just wanted, he's a stand-up guy, a man of integrity, and his word means everything. So the fact that Franco took the fall for him, he felt like he owed him. They were kids. We've all done crazy stuff as kids. I have, I'm sure you have. And so... he is a really good cop who just cares about doing the right thing. He's a stand-up guy. He's not a do-gooder where he's better than anybody else. He's not a holier-than-thou, self-righteous guy. He just believes in the cause. He believes in what he's doing. And he doesn't, he's an Italian guy who doesn't want anything to do with the mob and wants to bring the mob down.
Well,
kind of like Giuliani was when he became the mayor of New York. Giuliani's Italian-American. And he completely cleaned up 42nd Street in real life, and kind of cleaned up the mob in New York. And that's kind of how Ronnie thinks.
Right. Well, he's a guy, he's a blue collar guy that took an oath and he plans to uphold it no matter what. So
That's right.
That's a nice switch for General Hospital.
Well, when Bob wrote the role, he actually said to me, we've been glorifying the bad guys for so long. It's going to be really nice for us to actually root for the good guys, and we want you to be that guy. We want you to be a good guy, and we want people to, and we want you to stay good, And even though you have a past, because every human being has a past, you're a good guy, and we want an audience to actually root for the good guy for once.
Well, that's good, and I'm glad to say that, because I think your character brings a fresh face to the show, because even though they've had cops in the past that they tried to do this with, when they had Ray Al Andrews on as Marcus Taggart, he was always wanting to bring Sonny down, and they had a past between them. Now you got Lucky Spencer, who's a cop, but he's a cop that came off very rogue at first, wanting to do the right thing, but now he's also a cop that's with a father who has a criminal past, or a criminal present, if you will, and you're not so sure which way Lucky's going to flip anymore. He's not that kind of
top. Well, that's true.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, and here's what I always say. I always say, I'm the only guy there, besides the prosecutor, that has no connection to Sonny. Like, everybody else is like, oh, I know he's a killer, but he built a hospital, or he's a good man, or I've seen the good side of him. Rodney doesn't have any of that for him. He has no feelings for him. It's
right.
Like, look, I'm here to do my job. You know what I mean?
And no, that's the good thing about it. And I'm hoping that they do the right thing and they keep you there as this character because you do need that. Because it's just like it's like mob gone wild in Port Charles, and there's no consequences for any of the actions, which makes it very unrealistic, and it becomes quite ridiculous storytelling when there's absolutely no consequences at all. You know,
well, maybe you could be my agent.
Anytime.
You could be my agent for sure. You're great.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'll tell you what's great is that you have some fans here that are dying to talk to you. So let me pick up a couple of them right quick. We have area code 323, which is the California one, I believe. What is your name?
Yeah, hi. My name is Sarah.
Sarah, say hi to Ronnie.
Hey, hi, Ronnie. Hey, you know me from San Francisco. How are you?
Hey, Sarah, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, good. I told you I wouldn't be able to make the phone call, but I got out of my meeting early, so I decided to give you guys a call.
Well, that's cool.
Last time I saw you at the San Francisco Film Festival, did anything come out of it regarding your film?
Well, I think they got a lot of nice heat on it, but I don't know the next step. You know, I'm a producer on that film, but I'm not a hands-on producer because the filmmaker who raised the money and did all that, I hate to get in his way, you know, so I'm a filmmaker for sure on it, but he's the guy. So I'm kind of not completely in the loop, but the film is good, right? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was pretty good. It's totally different. It's a different perspective on things, so it's quite interesting.
Yeah, nobody's, you know, that's the thing about the film. It's like it's a pretty fresh idea. It's not overdone, I don't think.
Yeah, definitely. Right, totally. And what about your one-man show? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm in rehearsal right now. I'm doing a one-man show. I'm playing Lenny Bruce. And for those who don't know who Lenny Bruce was, look him up because he was really important in this country. He died in 1966. He died at 40, but he was, he was a comic. He was a comedian, but he fought freedom of speech, the First Amendment, all the way to the Supreme Court. But he died before they heard him, but he eventually won, although he was dead. And he was a heroin addict, but he was amazing. He was the first guy to say curse words in a stand-up, you know, in a club, and he used to get arrested every night for saying the stupidest things. And pretty amazing. So I'm playing Lenny Bruce, which is an awesome role. It's a one-man show. It's just me and a microphone for an hour and 15 minutes. But it's being directed by none other than Bob Guza. Guza he has a real passion for theater, and he's directing the show. We've been in rehearsal for 2 weeks. It's cool. It's really interesting. People know him just as a writer, but he's actually a very smart guy, and he loves directing. He's really passionate about theater. He actually comes from the theater, so.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. So is it going to be filming, are you going to be working on it for the whole month of April?
Is it
going to be a couple of weeks in April?
No, my plan is to open it up in April for a few weeks, and then I'm going to bring it to New Jersey for 3 shows in April, and then I'm going to come back to California, and I think I'm going to go ahead and put it up. I think I'm going to put it up back in the theater like once a week, like Thursday nights, and just let it run for a while because I love the show so much. I don't want to just do it for a few weeks. I'm also in talks with somebody about bringing it to Detroit. So I may go to Detroit with it, and there's other places too. So it's the kind of show that it's very easy for me to tour. So maybe I'll come to a city near you. Who knows? San Francisco is actually one we were talking about. No, it's
really?
Yeah, because Lenny Bruce spent a lot of time in San Francisco, and Bob and I keep talking about that. We're both really considering trying to find a way up there as well.
Sounds good.
You know?
Just let me know if it's going to be out here. I'll definitely.
Well, don't
wait.
What are you doing down here?
When
Why
in
are you
April?
Coming down?
Because I'm on spring break. I'm a teacher, so I have that week off the 11th through the 15th. of April.
Oh, great.
So I'm just going to go and come over and hang out and, you know, that's pretty much
it. Well, that's great. The show will be open. I haven't decided if I'm going to open April 2nd or April 9th yet. I'm a little torn by that. I haven't decided, so.
Do April 9th, so that way I won't miss it.
So when you'll be able to come maybe the 11th on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, it's only going to be on the weekend, right?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, I'll come on the 11th then.
Well, this is cool. It's nice talking to you, Zed. Thanks for calling in.
You too. I'm sure you got a lot of other calls, so I'll let you go. But it was really nice talking to you, and we'll talk again.
Okay. All right, honey. Take care of yourself.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you've got some loyal fans, and it's not just with the GH crew, you know? I mean, because you do a lot of other things, and it would be magnificent to see some of your work. People are requesting that you go to Florida and, you know, New York. You've got some appearances coming up with some GH cast members at Ferrara's Cafe. I do.
I have two appearances in April, which is the same weekend I'm going to do the Lenny Bruce show. I think April 24th. Fifth, is it?
Wow. Oh, I
don't know what it is.
Yeah, no, I put the link in the chat room so they can visit it and see where the events are. So if they're in the area, they can definitely check it out.
It's April 24th. I'm doing a 10 a.m. I think we're doing a meet and greet at Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. And then somewhere in the afternoon in Long Island, I'll be with Dominic, Lisa, and Tyler. So it should be fun.
Absolutely. All right, let's see who we got here. This is area code 626. What is your name, and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Heather. I'm calling from New York, but I'm originally from California.
Hey, Heather.
Hello. First off, I want to say I really love you on General Hospital.
Well, thank you very much.
And then my question is, how are you different from your character, and how are you the same?
That's a scary question. I'm different than my character. I'm the same my character in that I'd like to believe I'm a man of integrity. I'm a man of my word. If I tell you I'll do something, I absolutely will do it, or I will really die trying to do it for you. So I'm a man of my word, and that means a lot to me. I'm very different than my character because I'm certainly not a cop. And I feel like right now Ronnie has blinders on and he only has one mission, and that's to just, you know, bring down Sonny. But me as a person, I feel like I'm a little more open to hearing other sides of the story from people in their lives, you know? Like,
yeah.
I'd like to think I'm a little more open. I'm not so like, all right, we got to do this and we're going to, you know? So I think I'm much goofier in real life than I am on the show. Like, if you've ever seen me, like, MC one of Tyler's events in the past, the General Hospital weekend, I'm a little crazy and a little, I'd like to think more funny than Ronnie is. And I'd like to bring more of that lighthearted charm to the show because I'm tired of being stiff, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if you watched today, but I'm really excited.
Yes,
I did,
and I was really excited to see you back.
Well, I appreciate that. And you know what's great is, I don't know if you really noticed, but I don't have a suit on. Like, now that I'm officially a cop, today was the first day that I'm in jeans. And it may sound like a silly thing to you, but, God, I feel so stiff when I'm in those suits when I was playing, like, a mob guy, like, undercover. But now that I'm a cop, I dress, like, basically like Lucky and Dominic and Dante. But anyway, so I'm excited about the possibilities of bringing more of my personality through the guy now that I have no more secrets, you know?
Yeah.
That makes sense? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you go so other people can talk to you, but I'm looking forward to more scenes with you and Dominic.
Well, thank you, and they're coming up. We got some good stuff coming up.
All right. Bye.
Yeah. Thank you, Heather. Bye-bye.
Okay. Now, are you still a cop in New York City, or are you going to be on the PCPD?
I left. I guess you saw today, I left NYPD.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, you haven't watched yet today?
Well, I haven't watched yet, no.
Okay, basically, I left the NYPD, and I'm now joining the PCPD as a special like as a special unit. We're putting together a special task force of me, Lucky, and Dante.
Okay.
And the three of us are now becoming a task force. So I'm you know, I'm still you know, an FBI guy, but now I've left NYPD. I've left New York City. And I guess I've kind of moved to Port Charles, and I'm a part of the police department there.
Wonderful.
So,
I'm glad at least to hear that. That's really good. Okay.
It is cool.
I am. I'm relieved about that now.
Cool.
Who would you, I mean, and this is early on for you in a story, but who would you want to see yourself have a love interest with? Because eventually you're going to get one, whether they're going to bring on a new character or a character that's already there.
You know, it's such a funny thing. Like, I have no idea. I have no idea because, you know, there's things about everybody there that are nice, and there's things about everybody that, you know, like I know everybody there now. They're all my friends, so I don't really know. I'm more interested to see what you guys think because, truly, I've always had one mission. I've never come on and been a character that I thought was even going to get a love interest, so I'm not even sure I will, to be honest, but if you think I will, that's great. I don't know. So I always talk about my wife and kids. But
uh-huh.
we've never met my wife and kids, so it might be interesting to meet them, meet my wife,
right.
Maybe
uh-huh.
some character, or maybe I really don't have a wife, and that's all been made up just because part of my cover. I don't know. Who knows
well,
the truth is? But what do you think? Who would you like to see me?
You know, you want to know something? Now that you just said that, let's say you have this phantom wife and kids, and Brenda Barrett's been missing for quite some time. This could be your connection to Sonny, that you're actually married to Brenda and have children with her.
I lived with Vanessa for a year. I will never marry that woman. I'm just kidding, Vanessa. I love it. She's like a sister to me.
That would be a really good little twist there, maybe a little creepy for you to describe her
maybe,
as a sister, but yeah.
if she ever did that, both of us would be like, yuck, oh my God, it's gross.
They
but maybe,
brother.
Oh, but seriously, like kissing her brother. As a matter of fact, she told everybody at General Hospital I was her brother before I met them. So they're like, oh, your sister called. She's so excited you have the job. I'm like, what? So she tells people I'm her brother, which is amazing. And she is a sister to me. I spend all my holidays with her. We spend Christmas together and Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And yeah, that we're that close, you know. But you know what could be interesting? Maybe Brenda moves to New York City and becomes, she changes her name. So when she comes back, she changed her name because she wanted a new life to get away from Sonny. Maybe her name is something else now, but I married her. I don't know. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see what some of these fans think here. Who would you guys want to see Ronnie with? Let's get area code 917. This is Tammy. Tammy, say hi to Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hey, Tammy. How are you?
I've been talking to you on Twitter a lot, so now you can put the name with the face.
Oh, great.
Tammy
Price
on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm like a new Twitter addict. I wasn't. I had it for months and never used it. Now suddenly I'm obsessed, you know?
Well, now you can put the name with a voice.
Well, good. Were you from the Bronx?
No, actually, I'm very sick right now, so I sound like Darth Vader. But
no, you sound like you're from the Bronx. Oh, you're from Queens.
Yeah.
Well, good.
As far as the question Joanne just proposed, I'm thinking that would be really, really wild if it turns out that she did marry you, and that would really be sticking it to Sonny and Jax.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be crazy. That's so
and
funny.
She just walks in, and you're like, honey, what are you doing here? And everybody just kind of like, what?
That would be nuts. Well, what about who else? I mean, you know, because that's, honestly, it's a long shot. I mean, look, Vanessa loves the show, and she always says, someday I'll be back on that show. She knows it, but I don't see that happening in the next few weeks, you know?
Yeah, she's a busy girl. Yeah, it would be nice to see
her in Vegas, too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, Vegas left the show now. Yeah, that's not airing anymore. They're not taping anymore.
I loved it, though.
Yeah, she was great. You know, look, she's one of my favorite people, my best friend. I mean, you know.
I mean, who else would you like to see him with?
I don't know, a real firecracker, somebody to keep you on your toes.
Yeah, because that's what I would need, right?
You could take Lisa. Get her off my man, Patrick.
Who's Lisa?
Kimberly? Patrick and Robin.
No. Oh, the blonde girl. What's her
name?
Brianna? Yes.
Yeah, she's nice, huh? She's good. She's doing a good job.
Get her away from Patrick.
I don't like blondes, so we got to forget that. I don't know what to say.
Oh, you love me. I'm a brunette.
Yeah, actually, I'm just kidding. I don't have a preference. It's not.
I'm single.
Well, it's not up to me who I get to be with. I don't even know if my character ever will, because I feel like I've been on a mission, you know. But I guess who knows? You guys know better than me.
Eventually,
I would love to meet somebody.
You think so?
Yeah, because you know what they did that with Detective Rayel Andrews was on. He didn't have a love interest for a long time. It took a while for them to give him one, but he ended up getting one. So, yeah, you'll get one. Did you have another question for Ronnie, Tammy?
No, basically, I just wanted to say hi, and I guess I'll talk to you on Twitter.
Oh, thanks, Tammy. Nice talking to you, and thanks for watching and being supportive. I appreciate that.
Love you.
Thanks, Joanne.
Bye.
Okay. You know, they're bringing back Sky Quartermain, too. That's another one. She's a firecracker that puts you up against Luke. And,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, and anybody else. Robin Christopher is coming back, so that's somebody. Or they can do a little tryst there where you get involved with Dante's mother, put you in between Johnny.
Who, Olivia?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know Lisa a long time, actually.
All right. Well, you know what? It's very clear that you're going to be creeped out by any female on the show since you're such good friends with them. So they're going to have to just bring a whole new actress on for you. That's what
we're going to do. But you can't go by me because I'm the type of guy that no matter who I meet, like whatever girl I meet, I become like their brother. You know what I mean? I'm not like some creepy guy. So that's why I don't look at them that way. I mean, you know, so I'd be curious to see what you think, you know?
Maybe they'll pair you up with Lulu and get in between Lulu and Dante.
Little Lulu, yeah, she's good. We've had a couple of scenes together. I like working with her. She's a good actress.
Yeah. Well, let's see what this caller wants to do. Area code 646. Say hi to Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie. It's Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer. What's up?
How are you?
Good. What are you doing?
I got a call in for you, you know.
That's nice. Well, I appreciate that.
Good. I hear you have a Twitter account for the 68 Theater Crew.
Yeah, we do. We're trying to get one of our company members to run it. Katie Jacoby sent out an email, and we're trying to figure out who's going to keep it up. But we do have one officially now, and I'm not even a friend of it yet. I should probably follow it, right?
I would think so. That would be good.
That's right. Do we have any friends, followers?
Yeah, you have a few followers.
You saw it? Are you on there?
Yeah, I saw him following, of course.
All right, let me see. I'm going to look it up. Yeah, so we're just trying to take advantage. Oh, here it is. Yeah, I got to follow, right? Follow Theater 68. Okay, here it is. We just have to take advantage of all the, you know, the good stuff that's available, you know, technology. I mean, it's a waste if we don't kind of thing, you know?
So what's going on with the Coma Sedici Club?
The Coma Sedici's.
Any new members or?
No new members. We've, you know, the Coma Sedici's in Soaps and Bet, they spelled it wrong. Dominic and I had a big meeting about that. We were upset, and then I met Dominic's father 2 weeks ago. I had a dinner with Dominic's father, and he came in from Canada, and he's Italian, and he couldn't believe they spelled it wrong. So we had a big meeting, and I think the Coma Sedici's are still going strong. Natalia, I haven't talked to in a while. So I don't know if she's like, you know, giving up a membership or what, but it's
I don't know, but I put in my application. I haven't heard back from you guys.
Oh, we didn't get it. I'm sorry. We didn't get the application. Yeah, resend that, you know. Okay. The Coma Sedici's are doing good, though.
Okay. I'm excited for you to come out here in April, so I hope to come to one of the shows to see you guys.
Oh, thank you. I hope you can, too. And if you get a chance, come out to I'm going to be doing Lenny Bruce in Edison, New Jersey for 3 shows.
Yeah, that's what I want to see the most.
Well, thank you. I hope I see you. It'll be cool.
Yeah.
Theater 68 has 12 we're following 12 people. We have 17 followers. We got to do better than this.
I'll spread the rumors. I'll spread it out for everybody.
Spread it out, would you? Well, cool. What else is going on?
That's about it. Just listening to you talk. I love your stories, you know.
Thank you.
I love your stories.
Yeah, thank you, honey. Well, thanks for calling
in. I'll let you get into all your other callers because I'm sure a lot of other people want to talk to you.
Well, thanks, Jen.
All right.
Thanks for your constant support. You're always good.
Oh, anytime, Ronnie.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Joanne.
Hey, have a good night.
All right. Good night.
Bye, honey.
Very cool. What is the Twitter for Theater 68?
I think it's just Theater 68. Let me look at it right now because I'm looking at it. It says Theater 68. Theater is spelled with an R-E.
Right.
So it's T-H-E-A-T-R-E-6-8, all one word.
Follow on Twitter, people. Let's get it going.
Yeah. Let's get this guy rocking. And I have 900, what do I have? Followers. I have 996. I'm almost at 1,000.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what you should do? Like Nancy Lee Guan and all them did, you know, they promised, you know, a fan something if they got them up to 1,000 or 5,000 followers or something like that. You need to run a little contest.
How do I do that? What do I do?
Well, you just post it on Twitter. Say, let's see, whoever can get me to 1,000 and mention your name. So say if Stardust Radio gets Ronnie Marmo up to 1,000 Twitters, they have to put at Stardust Radio recommended me to follow Ronnie Mo 22, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you send them something. Send them an autographed picture, send them a script, send them something.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, maybe I'll do something like that. That sounds fun. Yeah, because all my other friends have like 5,000. I'm kind of lame when it comes to the show. Everybody on the show has like 5,000. I'm kind of lame with my 1,000, but what are you going
to
do?
Just, you're new to it, really, too, though, you said. You just started doing it a couple months ago. You got to get on. I'm not too quick with the Twittering either. I mean, I go on it occasionally, but I think I have just about as many followers as you, or if not, probably less. But, you got to do a contest. You got to do a contest.
I'm going to do a contest. I'm going to work that out. So any suggestions from people, I want to do it.
Absolutely. See, everybody's already starting to follow you. So let's see how many followers you get from today.
Nice.
What do we got here? Now, I'm going to put in the chat room, Ronnie does have an official website, and he does have an official fan club. So I'm putting your website in the chat room as well. And I'll paste all the information for the fan club, but it's under one of the tabs. Let's go over here to area code 773. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Joanne. This is Rita. You're the reason I got this phone.
Hi, Rita. Say hi to Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hey, Rita.
That's
how
your
you
name
doing?
In real life, your name is Ronnie.
Ronnie and Ronnie. I know. It's really hard to remember. They name me the same thing. So,
so you're doing the same thing Aiden Turner is, except you're not going on Dancing with the Stars. That was his name in real life.
Well, no time soon, but if they invited me, I would do it.
Oh, well, maybe next time. Maybe next time you'll be the one.
I'd be scared, but I would do it.
You'd be scared? Why? You look like you could do some of the moves.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Joanne was talking about theater earlier. What is the difference? I always wondered how do these people keep up the pace? You have to do the same act every day. You have to use the same dialogue every single day and perform in front of an audience. What is the different type of energy that's involved when you're doing theater and when you're doing, like, for a soap? And I agree with this one caller Joanne had a while ago. I think soap stars are the hardest working. I don't think they get recognized as much as they should.
Absolutely. You know, I agree. And, you know, the difference is that when you're doing a play and you're doing, like, I did a Broadway show for 8 shows a week for a year, okay? 8 shows a week for a year. That's hard to keep it fresh doing the same dialogue. But you just find ways to keep it fresh. It's not easy. Doing a soap is really, really hard because you get a bunch of lines. You go up there, you know, maybe you get to run them with your fellow actors once or twice, and then they shoot it, and then you get, like, one take. So I do treat my time at General Hospital, I treat it like I'm doing a play in that I'm starting to know the character, and even though every day I say different things, I'm starting to know the character so well as days go on that it becomes easier because I kind of know how I, when I read a script now, I kind of know how Ronnie would react or what he would say or how he would, you know, treat certain things. So it's really hard to keep it fresh. You just have to stay really focused and stay open and try to hear new things and be open to change. And when, you know, if you prepare stuff one way and then you get to work and the actor says something a totally different way, if you're not present and in the moment, you're going to sound like an idiot. So you have to really be just very present. So it's hard. And I agree with you. Soap acting is not soap acting. Working on General Hospital, because I don't know what soap acting means. I don't even get that. I'm just an actor. But
so
working
General
on General
Hospital,
we got some really good actors on that show. Really good actors. I'm always impressed that I get to work. Dominic Zampronia is fantastic. I'm so lucky I get to do all my scenes with him.
Do you ever give it your own spin? Do you ever give it like your own little spin to it?
Well, you mean dialogue wise, or do you mean acting wise?
Well,
do you mean
I guess
change the words?
Both.
Absolutely. And I'm only starting to do that now because I'm feeling more comfortable. But when I was a mob guy undercover and I was with the suits and the handkerchiefs and looking like, you know, whatever, it was harder. I felt much more stiff. But now that I'm a cop and I'm in the place and I'm trying to bring more of me through it and make it more light and not make every conversation seem like life or death. You know what I mean? So, yes, I'm bringing myself through it much more and, you know, trying to, you know, do the writer's justice, you know. So,
well, I'm going to ask a favor of you if I can.
Uh-huh.
That friendship thing. I like that friendship spin better than, I mean, romances get, you know, sometimes I think they get a little old. I like the friendship spin a lot. It's a refreshing thing.
Well,
Joanne,
I just
want to tell
you
how much,
you know,
I like the friendships more than the romance.
Yeah, it's a funny thing. You know, I know certain fans like certain pairings when people get together. But, you know, at this point, that hasn't been in my cards. Whether it is, Joanne thinks it'll be. Whether it is or it isn't, I don't know. But for now, I just keep doing my job. Whatever they tell me to do, I do. So, you know, I'm easy to deal with. So.
Okay, Rita?
Well, thank you, and thank you for letting me talk. Can I stay listening, Joanne?
Of course you can.
All right, Rita, thank you.
Oh, she's a sweetie.
Yeah.
Now we have Linda from Fort Lauderdale. Linda?
Hello. Hi. How are you, Ronnie?
Good, Linda. How you doing?
Oh, good, good. Just listening to the show tonight.
I hope you're amused.
Oh, my God. Totally amused. You've got so many fans in the chat room. It's difficult getting a word in edgewise.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice to hear. Makes me feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for Joanne to, you know, bring you on board and let us listen to you and give us an opportunity to call and say hello.
Cool.
I wanted to let you know what a great job you're doing each and every day.
Fabulous.
It's kind of weird when you're not on. It's like, okay, he's not on today. Was he on yesterday? No, but so it's like now I'm getting to the pattern where like every couple of days I'm expecting to see you.
Well, that's good. I appreciate that. I was off for a couple of weeks, and I think the point was is that I think the writers kind of wanted to make it seem like I left, like I did my job, I rested Sonny, and now I left. And then today I showed up and was kind of like, hey, we're going to do this task force together and had a little bit of a, you know, a little grin on my face that I just watched the show when I got home and I was like, oh, geez. Because I don't see it when we shoot it, you know. We just see it when you see it, you know.
Yeah.
So,
do you like watching yourself on TV? I know some actors don't. Do you watch any of
Yes, I do. I watch a lot of it because because I want to get better, you know. This is a very hard medium. Like, theater is my first love. I love movies. I love doing films. But in films, you get 10 takes, 5 takes. On General Hospital, you get 1 or 2 takes, 1 usually. And so I do like to watch it because I'm trying. It's a different approach, and I'm trying to just get better and better. So absolutely, you know. Some days I don't watch it. And one thing I learned about myself is that it's never as good or as bad as I think after I shoot it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually kind of somewhere in the middle. Sometimes I leave it.
Well, it's been almost a year, right? Didn't you start like last summer?
I started June 9th.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been going on a while. I really didn't think it would go this long. And it looks like I'm going to be around for a while. So.
I hope so. You're doing a great job. And I don't know if it means for anything, but it seems like the more time you get on screen, the better you get. And the more we appreciate you and like to see you around, and I hope you stick around for a while. I think that you add a little something different to the cast, and it seems like, you know, you're very close with the folks that you work with there, and I think that somehow, you know, translates onto the screen. So it's really good.
Well, I hope so. Thank
you. I'm happy
for
you. I'm happy for all the great things that are happening in your professional career, and, you know, it just goes to show if you're, you know, you got to be a good guy, because so many blessings are coming your way, so congratulations and keep up the good work.
Wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm trying awfully hard, you know, so
yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Well, you have a good night.
You're in Fort Lauderdale?
I am.
My dad lived in Margate for...
Shut you're
up.
You're kidding. No,
a
he
lot of
not,
years.
Ronnie. I live in Coral Springs.
Oh, I've been to Coral Springs a million times.
I
used to go spend summers with my dad, yeah, but he passed away now a couple of years ago. But my Aunt Tina's still in Margate.
My parents
in
Margate.
Yeah, so I spent a lot of time down there, and I had a special place for that. I actually do want to take the Lenny Bruce show to Florida at some point, because I have a ton of family in Tampa as well, a lot of my first cousins are in Tampa. But also Margate, you know, Fort Lauderdale, so maybe I'll see you sometime.
Oh, my gosh, Ronnie, are you kidding me? That would be such a pleasure. Anything that we do to, you know, spread the word and help you out. You know, just get in contact with Joanne. She knows how to reach me. And, you know, whatever we can do, we'll be happy to.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you.
Okay. Well, see, now we've got a connection. See, look at that. It's a whole world.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks. Talk to you again.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
It's a small world, because I lived in Margate for 13 years. My parents still live
there. Wow.
Yep.
I love
it.
It's awesome.
My father works for Winmore Community in Coconut Creek.
Oh, really? Wow.
So,
yeah, I love it down there. I've spent you know, months and months down there on different occasions, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely got to get you into Florida. Got to get that show down there. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Now, give me some dirt, Ronnie. We've got 6 minutes. Give me some dirt.
Dirt? What kind of dirt do you want? What does that mean? Go in your backyard. Go in your yard and pick up some dirt.
Give me some dirt. Give me a blooper. Give me a funny story. What's the funniest thing that's happened to you on the set?
Who's the prankster?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd say, I mean, Dominic and I are always, like, you know, fighting, or, you know, I don't mean in a bad way. It's always, like, wrestling, or we play basketball. He and I, the first week he was there, because he came on, and then a week later I came up, and he got this really cheap, like, dart board for, like, 99 cents, and the darts were terrible, and we hung it on the wall. And we threw so many darts, and we kept missing, so the entire wall was filled with little holes. So I told him in his dressing room, I said, when you lose this job, we're going to have to paint the wall. So I don't know, you know. It's just really a nice group of people, you know. And Dominic is just such a ball breaker, but he's my man, you know. I love that guy. I mean, he's great.
Who do you share a dressing room with?
I don't share when I get my own, so it's really nice.
Look at you, Mr. Big Man. All right, yeah, I love that.
I'm a big shot. Yeah, they give me my own dressing room, and I get the dressing room. Do you remember? Of course you remember. Billy D. Williams was on the show.
Of course.
I use that. That's my dressing room now. His old dressing room.
Okay. Now, so, being on the show with the veteran actors of General Hospital, have any one of them given you any kind of advice, actor to actor, that you really took in and appreciated?
Absolutely. Maurice and I have had many conversations, many, many, many conversations, because
right.
he watches the show, you know. And so I'll say, what did you think of that? What do you think of this? Do you have any ideas what I should do with this? And he's always given me a ton of advice. And Dominic and I, we tend to meet and have lunch a lot and run our scenes together.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, he'll give me some words and we'll share words with each other, like, hey, maybe we should try this or do it this way. And so we do that a lot. But I'd say the most advice I got is from Mo, from Maurice.
Right, yeah, well, that's somebody, if you're going to get advice, he's definitely a good one to get it from.
Well, he just knows what's going on. He knows how to do this, and I really love it.
Absolutely. Let's wrap this up with your appearances. Your number one fan has, yournumberonefan.com, you guys can go to see the various General Hospital appearances. And also FerrarasCafe.com, that also has a listing of the actors that are going to be around, and I believe your name is on that list as well.
I don't know. I don't even know the website you're talking about. Number One Fan?
Your Number One Fan.com is the General Hospital
fan
website. So, yeah, you would be on that one if you're here anywhere.
And I encourage everybody to, you know, if you get a chance, stop by my website, because Sandra McHale and Sherry Evans work so hard on it. And, you know, it's cool. They got a forum there, and we're just really trying to kind of get it together. So if you guys want to come and join the forum and be a part of it, it'd be cool.
Definitely. It's a nice website, too. She really did a good job on that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, both of those ladies are really good to me. Really good to me. So.
Yeah, they did a very good job on it. So we're going to leave this with, when is your next air date? Do you know?
I don't know when my next air date is, because I don't pay attention, really. I don't even know. You know how I find out I'm on is when somebody from the East Coast writes on my wall, or someone will text me, one of my goofy friends who I grew up with, be like, you know, you got me addicted to General Hospital, you were on today, one of my neighborhood guys. And so I never know when I'm going to be on. I don't pay attention, really. But
okay.
I probably should. But I'm coming on quite a bit coming up. I shot a bunch of stuff that hasn't aired yet.
Okay, very good. Now, I want to congratulate you one more time on this award that you're winning, the Robert Pastorelli Rising Star Award at the Garden State Film Festival. That's an achievement that you should be very proud of, and mm-hmm. it's well-deserved.
Well, thank you so much. And I hope you guys make it out that weekend and come see by the way, you can buy tickets to the award ceremony, but it's a black tie event. It's very expensive. It's a lot of money. But that same day at 3 in the afternoon, Pizza with Bullets. So go to the Garden State Film Festival website, and if you get to come to the movie at 3 o'clock, come by and say hi. It's a funny movie.
Even better. Absolutely. And
yeah.
Guys, check out his website, because he's got a list of things that he's been in and things that's coming up, and it describes so much about him, and it's a really beautifully designed site, so don't miss out on seeing that. It's definite. And definitely follow him on Twitter. Get Theater68 up in there also. And let's get him up to the rest of the GH cast. You know, you got to get him up to that 5,000 mark. He's going to come up at a contest, and I'm sure you'll be seeing it on Twitter as long as you're following him, okay? So make sure you do that.
Yeah.
Ronnie, before I let you go, can I get you to do a little promo for Stardish? Hi, this is
Absolutely.
Ronnie Marmo on Stardish Radio, whichever way you want to say it.
You ready?
Yep.
Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Marmo on Stardish Radio.
Perfect. Ronnie, it's been a pleasure, and you're welcome back anytime. Open invitation. You know how to reach me. Anything you need, just let me know.
Yeah, you too, Joanne. If you're ever desperate and need somebody, you know, you can always call me, and I'm happy to come share my time.
Oh, stop. Wonderful. And everybody, don't forget tomorrow, the beautiful Yennefer Behrens will be with me as well. Go to stardishradio.net to look at the calendar. Everyone have a wonderful night, and thanks for tuning in. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Hey, everybody, this is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.